I was offline, out of the house, browsing through prose at my local independent bookseller when I came across a brand new book, Wired Style, subtitled Principles of English Usage in the Digital Age, from the editors of Wired. Now, hey, I figured if I can master the principles of English usage as ordained by the High Priest of Wired, well, golly, the world's probably my oyster. So I bought the darn thing. Now, I buy Wired every month and find myself throwing it across the room more frequently than would perhaps be considered normal. This peculiar combination of new journalism, or way new journalism, as its editors term it in Wired style, virtual boosterism, and enthusiastic incomprehensibility make it attractive and infuriating at the same time. Wired style is an attempt to codify the cockeyed cockiness of Wired. If you purchase the manual to learn, say, the difference between that and which, or why splitting infinitives is a mortal sin, you're out of luck. So what is it? Well, first of all, it's not just a book. Oh, no, it's a package. There's a little red box from which Wired style slides out. Two steps, where only one is needed. The entire prose unit looks like a coffee table book shrunken in some unspeakable experiment, and the book itself is bound with wire printed on fluorescent green paper. Every time I crack the damn spine, I have a sudden yen for Gatorade. What's wrong with an ordinary, yellowing, crumbling paperback you can stuff in your pocket until it falls apart? Do you want us to worship your packaging? Or read the damn contents? That's my main quibble with Wired. And this book does not discourage us from recognizing the legitimacy of the term cyber word. As near as I can tell, the new cyber language, like Ebonics, is just jazzed-up English, only cyber language has a dead ear. Do we really need words and phrases like in-your-face, post-Gutenberg, or non-linear network editing? Do they even mean anything? Do you think I enjoy attaching multi, mega, or hyper to nouns and verbs for no apparent reason? But, as a text-based cyber content provider, what choice do I have? I can only fall to my virtual knees and plead, look, I'm just a semi-wired neo-Luddite trying to make a buck in the new marketplace. Can't somebody think of me as a niche market, ripe for the plucking? Give me something to read that doesn't contain an acronym. Give me something to read that doesn't contain the words bandwidth, app, signal-to-noise, or download. Is that too much to ask? I gotta go.